celebrate recovery. And verse 29, chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." It says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Now, what I want us to understand, it's I know you love your children. I love children. I love babies. My wife and I first got married. We lived up in Woodstock in a trailer park, and I was working in the glass business, and she got a first job at a daycare center. This was back when you can go in and play with the babies and not have the police there. And I would go in, and she was in the 2 and 3 year olds, and I would get down on the floor, and they'd just pile on top of me. And it was just like a wrestling match, but they were more of them than me. And it was so much fun. And I go through that with my children, and you just can't help but love babies. Can I tell you that God cannot help but love you? God is thinking of you. God has a plan for you, and God's plan for you is peace and not evil. God's plan for you is complete. God's plan for you has an expected end. And here's the thing about God's plan for you. God loves you and looks at you with delight, whether you care for Him or not. Sometimes it's hard for us to imagine that, or even I'll say this as Christians, hard to even imagine what God has in store because of our limited understanding, our fear, our anxiety, the way that we look at life. But I want you to know that God loves you. And God has a plan for you. And I want to give you just 3 quick points, and then we're going to have a song and we'll be done for the day. But this is God's plan. In the beginning, God said, "Let us make man." From the very foundation of the world, here's what predestination is, folks. I want to tell you, this is not a Calvinist church. We're anti-Calvinist. The love of God is for all people, anybody that'll come. The Bible says, "For as many shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. From the very beginning, God had a plan, and He looked down through eternity, and God saw a cross. And there was a plan for a Savior. If you go to Isaiah chapter number 53 and you read through the entire verse, the prophet wrote years before Jesus was ever walking upon the earth, and he showed us a picture of Jesus Christ, of His stripes being our healing and His pain being the comfort for us. In the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the prophet wrote that God saw it and God was pleased with it because the very beginning of God's plan included the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He said, "Let us make man." You know, if we look down through history, and we're still needing it today, you go all the way back to the book of Genesis. When Cain killed Abel, God saw a cross. When Noah built the ark and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, God saw a cross. When God looked down at Abram and He called him out from amongst His own people and He changed his name to Abraham, God saw a cross. When Moses was there among his people and he was saved in a basket and he even rebelled and killed an Egyptian and ran off into the wilderness, I want you to understand that God saw a cross. Even when David killed Uriah the Hittite, God saw a cross. My dad used to say this. He said, "Those in the Old Testament were saved on the credit, looking to the cross. Here we are today, not seeing the cross except in our churches. We're saved looking back at the cross. But we're still saved by faith." And if you understand what the New Testament said, it said Abraham believed God and it was accounted or applied to his account as righteousness because he believed God. God saw a cross. So God had a plan for a Savior. And here's something else I want you to understand. And in America today, people need this. God has a plan for peace in your life. Amen. It's amazing to me with 330 million plus people in the United States of America, they say that people today are lonelier than they've ever been. Mental health crisis all over the United States, and people don't know how to cope. They don't know how to move forward. They don't know what they're going to do. I want to tell you, God has a plan for peace of mankind. Amen. The angel come and spoke to Mary and Joseph there, and they declared peace on earth and goodwill toward men. I want you to understand, through Jesus, whose name literally means Savior, God has a plan for peace. Peace in our hearts. Now, folks, this is for saved and those that don't know the Lord. The only way you're going to have that real peace is a surrender to God. Amen. You know, to know the Lord, you must accept Him as your personal Savior. You must recognize that you're a sinner and say, Lord, I need help. You got to be willing to cry out to God and accept Him. And then once you accept Him, you surrender to Him. And when you walk by faith, He has the ability. Paul wrote in the New Testament, he said, the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The reason he wrote it the way he did, and I actually experienced this one time, an impactful testimony was shared with me by a man. You know, you come into church, y'all know what it would be like to pull up in the parking lot and there's an 18-wheeler parked on our parking lot. You know what we're going to think? They're tearing up the pavement. I remember pulling up the churchyard one morning years ago when there was an 18-wheeler parked out there, and I told my wife, they're tearing up the pavement. We come into the building, and about the time for church to start, that cab started rocking, and a man and a woman got out of the truck, and they walked in the church. And the man stood up in our little church, and he said, can I share a testimony? He got the red book, and he led a song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. And he began to tell us the story of how he owned a cattle ranch out in Texas. And he was cutting down a pecan tree. And somehow that pecan tree landed on top of him. And it crushed his back. And they told him he would never walk again. Now, he was standing up when he shared his testimony. He said, but what I realized is I lost all the things in the world that I thought I had to have to be successful and to be at peace. But what I soon realized when I surrendered my heart and soul to Jesus Christ is that God had another plan greater than my plan. And he said, now I travel the country with my best friend telling people that the peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Because when I lay in the hospital bed and I thought everything was gone and everything would never return, it took that for God to get me to the place to realize that my real peace comes from Him. He said, I'm still in pain. I still feel pain, but I'm doing something they told me I'd never do. I'm walking here today, and I'm sharing with you that God's grace is sufficient. Amen. And he said, when I read this scripture where it says, the peace of God that passeth all understanding, here's what I'm trying to tell you. He said, it's not me. It's not my peace. It's Him. It's His peace. See, God has a plan for a Savior. He has a plan for you to be able to live at peace. And here's the last point, and they're going to get a song. God has a plan for eternity. We will not live forever. One thing's for certain. I've heard people say, well, you know, two things certain in life is death and taxes. You can get out of taxes. Well, one day God's going to call your name. No matter what you do, no matter how healthy you are, how much you spend, what you think, you're going to stand before God. The Bible says it is appointed in a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. But Jesus wrote some of my favorite scripture in the 14th chapter of John. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In Now, folks, this is a place in heaven for the believer. It's a prepared place. It's a beautiful place. It's a dwelling place. It's a reuniting place. You see, in heaven, I have a mom and daddy there. I have a little sister there. I have a brother there. And if you begin to go through the avenues of your mind, you'll realize how many people in your life have already stepped out into eternity. I heard a preacher preaching one time. He said, I've got more on the other side than I've got on this side. That's why sometimes as we go through our lives, we look forward and we have what we talk about, a longing for home. But you got to believe. I've talked to people sometimes and it breaks my heart. They say, I just don't believe that stuff. Had a man tell me one time, when you die, you just like, and he, this is his words, not mine. He said, you just like a German shepherd. I just looked at him. And I thought, what can I do? What can I do to help people understand that one day, based on what the Word of God says, you're going to stand before God. You're going to give an account for this life. And the most important thing, it's not did I say this word or do that thing or did I have this thought or what bad deeds that I've done, but God the Father is going to look at everybody and he's going to say, what did you do with my son? What did you do with Jesus? You see, a place in eternity is in heaven, and there's so much the Bible talks about. I'm going to see the Lord. I'm going to see my loved ones. Have a heavenly body, maybe even greater, a heavenly mind. A place with the Lord, with all the blessings. You ever think about heaven and you think, I don't know if I want to go. I mean, I like it here. There's a lot of good things here. All the good things that you should enjoy here, I believe will be there. But what you won't have, you won't have the hurt. You won't have the pain. And you won't even have to deal with the times in your life that you knew you disappointed God and you didn't want to. Because there won't be any enemy. There won't be any sin. There won't be any temptation. There won't be any moth and rust to the corrupt and thieves to break through and steal, because we're going to be in the paradise of God in eternity. Now, folks, that's God's plan for you. But you got to want it. A concluding question, and it's even said with disdain to accuse the one being questioned. Now, I've heard this before. Do you believe that God would allow me into heaven? I've heard people ask that question. Well, here's the question that I return. Do you want to go? And I want to say this, and we're going to have a song, and I'm going to ask you to rise to your feet in just a minute. Here's what I want you to understand. If you want to go to heaven right now, I believe the power of God is present in this place. I believe God is speaking to people's hearts. But you got to say, I want to go. Because if you want to go and God's speaking to you, you're a candidate to become everything that God wants you to be. But you got to be willing to come and accept what God has. I want to tell you again, I love Hiram First Baptist Church. Thank you, church. There are people in this church that love you. I want to ask you to rise to your feet. There are people that would like nothing better than this morning to maybe pray with you, pray about the burdens, the things that are on your heart. You know, you can come accept Christ as your Savior. That's the most important thing. But how many people today say, I have just something that I need to talk to Jesus about? I need people to pray with me that care about me. If you'd like to come and pray, we have men that'll pray with women. Ladies, we have ladies that'll pray with you. And if you want to be left alone and you come pray and somebody comes beside you, just say, leave me alone. It's all about what you do with God. So as we sing this song, if God spoke to your heart, would you please come?
To Jesus.